Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Well, blessings, everybody. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you today. God bless you, one and all. In Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, Europe, North, South, and Central America. Baruch Hashem, we praise you, God, for Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace. He's the same. Did you know it? Yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God who was slain. And he rose again. And he's sitting at the right hand of God for you and for me. And he's making intercession on our behalf. You see, every prayer that you and I pray, the Holy Spirit is interceding, and he's right there, and he's listening, and he's making it the most beautiful, most wonderful. Oh, it's glory. See, he's making it just right. He's taking our words that we feel so insecure about saying, and he's making them perfect. And he's lifting them up as a sweet-smelling fragrance up to Father God. And now that's glory, folks. You see, that's glory. So you don't have to feel insecure when you pray. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Because that's all right. You go ahead and you say your prayers. You go boldly. I say boldly, like the scriptures say, before the throne of grace. And you say it how you feel it. And you let the Holy Spirit take it. And you let Jesus handle it to God. You see? And you're covered. You're covered. Wowee. So let's do that right now. You and me, us, where two or more gathered together in the name of the Lord, he's in their midst. Where two or more are gathered, you see, and I know there's two or more of us right now. And we can go boldly before the throne of grace. Boldly, and we agree as touching anything, it shall be done. Oh, man, oh, man. And there's power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Man, we can't go wrong. We just can't go wrong. If you are a child of God, and you have received his grace by receiving him as your Lord, your Savior, and your King, and you've been baptized, and you have gone in that watery grave of baptism and came out and walked and walking in a new life. Woo-wee! You can hold hands. You can hold each other's hands in each other's hearts. All over the world with the same childlike faith as your brothers and sisters. In Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, Europe, North, South, and Central America, and every tiny country, every giant country, every little bitty village, every big city, every little bitty island, mountaintop, village, jungle, you name it. And they were all of one accord. Praise God, praise God. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, we come to you now, joining our spiritual hands and our hearts and our minds together. Asking you, Father God, to rain down your precious and glorious Holy Spirit on us this day. Oh, glory to your name. Your name, name above all names, Lord above all lords, King above all kings, your majesty. Yes, Emmanuel, God with us, our great Adonai, our great Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You see us in our need, and we bow before you. Indeed, we do. Thank you for everything you do for us, the visible and the invisible. Lord, you deliver us from the things we don't even know that's happening around us. You send your angels to snatch us up, grab us up, and deliver us from things that are about to happen, and get us out of the way. You have done that from the day we were born, and will continue to do that till the day we die or you come and take us all home. You deliver us, Lord. Thank you. Now, Father, we do not understand why things happen the way we do. They do, but Father God, you know. The mass shooting that took place in Florida yesterday. We say, why? Father God, for the mental illness of one man, these things happen. We don't know. It's not your fault. We live in a fallen world. Indeed, we do. Father, we ask you to wrap your arms around the survivors and their families. We ask you to wrap your arms around the ones who did not survive, their families. We ask for peace and comfort. Like you and only you can give. We ask you, Father God, to lay your loving and miraculous healing on the wounded and the brokenhearted. Father, we ask that your justice be done to this person who did this dastardly deed. Vengeance is yours, says the word. You handle this according to your will. Father, these things have always been this way. We just have mass media to tell us about it now. Look at the Old Testament. These things went on in various ways. It is a fallen world, and this is how it has been. We're sorry, Father, for the wicked men and women in this world. What can we say to these things? Lord, come swiftly. Indeed. Lord, come swiftly. I have no wisdom except to say, Lord, you take care of these matters. I ask you for health and healing. In Jesus' name, I ask these things. Father God, I ask you to be with us. I ask you to be in the chat room, in the phone lines, in the internet, and everything that pertains to the broadcast. I plead the blood of Jesus over everybody and everything and all the inner makings of this radio broadcast. Today, yesterday, and in the future. According to your will, Lord, let this be so. Lord, according to your will, for let me tell you about my Jesus. He can be your Jesus too. And oh, how Jesus loves you and me. Ministries. And Lacey K. Ministries Worldwide. Your will, Lord, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. We got an interesting subject today. I found it also interesting when the Lord spoke to me and said to do this particular study. But I have made a new friend. And I'm excited about my new friend. Her name is Debbie, and she's from Nova Scotia, Canada. I had an opportunity to speak with this young lady yesterday for quite a while on my phone. And I was exhilarated by this young woman. And I want to give a shout out. And a thank you for all her help working on my website. Miss Debbie, you are a joy. You are a fine young Christian woman. May the Lord bless you and your children. And a hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God that you have blessed my life. I pray for you. Now you are on my prayer list. And I will pray for you and your family daily. Praise God. That's the first person I've ever got to speak with in Nova Scotia, Canada. And I was excited. And am still excited. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God of heaven and earth, for blessing me and sowing this lady into my life. Amen. Hallelujah and glory to the Lamb. I also want to speak to my beautiful loves on my Facebook. I want to remind you that I love and adore you. You have been in my life for many years. Many years. And I love you very, very much. Due to some of the nonsense that's being put on Facebook and some of the silliness, I have decided to time out. I will continue to post my show on there. And from time to time, off and on, folks that will see a post from me, a happy birthday or whatnot, and I will individually speak to you from time to time. But as far as other things, I am timing out. The trash that I am seeing, I am disassociating myself from it again. Ever so often, I have to take a mental time out from trash and mind rot. And that is what I'm going to do. Ever so often, you just have to have a brain cleansing. And that is what I'm going to do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I praise you, Father God, and I adore and honor you. And sometimes you just have to say, enough is enough. And that's where I am again. I had to do it with Twitter. I got so sick of Twitter, I could not stand it, and I've had to separate from Twitter for a good while. Twitter has gotten to be nothing but bashing our president. I will not bash our president. I am pro-Trump anyway, but the governments are ordained by the Lord. All of our presidents have been ordained by the Lord because the people cry out for their leaders. Remember Saul. They wanted a king, and the Lord gave them a king. They got what they asked for. Whether you were pro-Obama or anti-Obama, you got what you asked for. Remember that. Whether you were pro-George Washington or anti-George Washington, you got what you asked for. Pro-Lincoln or anti-Lincoln, you got what you asked for. Whether you were pro-Hitler or anti-Hitler, you got what you asked for. The governments are ordained by the Lord. He gives the people what they asked for. The word says, remember King Saul. That is a harsh statement. Read your word. Read your word. I'm sick and tired of our liberal actors and actresses and Hollywood, and I am so fed up with our late night hosts. I have totally disassociated with every one of these people. I don't know why I'm saying all this, because this was not part of it, but I guess the Lord's speaking through me to give my opinion. I have had enough. That is one of the reasons that I have quit a lot of this stuff. People, we get what we ask for. The Lord lets the nation have what they want and deserve. Watch out. Look around. Something is gaining. He said, if my people who are called by my name will repent of their sins, humble themselves and pray, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Folks, we got a problem, a serious problem, do we not? We certainly do. When our religious leaders that we supposedly depend on are turning away and supporting people who are destroying our country, we have a problem. A serious problem. We are in serious trouble. I have just backed away from all of it. And timing out on it. I'm sick to my stomach with it all. And you too should be. If you are really a Christian that knows the word and not just listening to one TV evangelist after another, or radio evangelist, but you know the word yourself, you will be sick to your stomach. And I'm talking about my own self here. That is why I read to you from the word, word for word, line for line. That's why I don't have mega, mega followers. And that's okay. It's okay. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Folks, it goes like this. Cheapskate, cheapskate, or cheerful giver, which are you? 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 7. But I say this, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one as he purposes in his heart, let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Welcome, whole wide world. Great to have y'all join us. Come to the opening of the word of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen and amen. LacyKMinistries.org. And I'll come and I'll pray for you if you want me to. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, kids, old folks, all nations, and the mentally ill folks too. We really need it. They really need it, don't they? Amen. You know, I don't feel compelled to rush at all today. Maybe I'm tired. Give and it shall be measure pressed down and shaken together and running over. For with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. Praise God. Amen. I do not feel compelled to rush this. I'll tell you. In Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt return, and it shall return to you after many days. Let's read that. Let's go to that. We'll come back to the Corinthians, but let's go to Ecclesiastes. Well, I had it marked. I do not feel in a hurry today, or any such things as that today. I wonder why. Isn't that interesting? You know, there's just some days that are like that, aren't there? When you just can't get in a hurry. When the Lord says, don't get in a rush. You ever have those days? When the Lord says, don't rush a thing? Well, this is one of those days. Just such a day as that. Yeah, I wonder why. Just don't rush it, Lacey K. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Going all around it today. The preacher. King Solomon. Oh, I got a guest. Well, I'll put it to you this way, guest. Blessings upon you, this evangelist Lacey K. Green. Who am I speaking to?
Yes, good afternoon, ma'am. How are you doing? My name is Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. How are you? God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Yes, sir. Speak.
Yes, I just wanted to say, I feel like when it comes to the idea of giving, I feel like that the modern, especially American church, has basically abused that as a way for to just fund institutions and help these churches build these large building projects and finance the ambitions of the pastor versus what it was intended for. And I just feel like the Old Testament passages that talk about the temple, that's a whole different situation. And that, I mean, to use that in today's situation, I think it's totally off. And I think that if you were to give, I think you'd be better off giving directly to the poor. Because it says in Proverbs, he who lends to the poor lends directly to the Lord. And you would get a much better blessing than just giving it to some church institution that's just going to use it primarily to personally enrich themselves and would just give a couple crumbs to people in need.
Yeah, I agree with you. I pastor a congregation of, well, we've grown from 5 to 8. So we're really tearing it up, you know. And we tend to the needs of the people. You know what I mean? And I have a real bone to pick with congregations where their pastor rides around in a in a limousine and a Rolls and has a great big house. You know what I'm saying? I agree with you. In fact, I'm reading right here on, in Ecclesiastes right now. You know, and in fact, that's exactly what my ministry is about, is taking care of poor people. That's what I've always done. And feeding the sick, physically sick, the mentally sick, the spiritually sick, and raising them up. You know, I agree with you, sir. I have a real hard time with the glass cathedral, you know?
Oh,
I agree with you. I have a real hard time with this. What did Jesus do with the money changers in the temple? So I agree with you, sir, 100%, and I appreciate your comments.
Yes, ma'am.
And where are you from, sir?
I'm from Minnesota.
Sir, I thank you for coming in my show. A whole lot. I appreciate your comments, and may I pray with you, sir?
Oh, yes, ma'am, absolutely. Thank you.
And what was your name again?
My name is Michael.
Michael. Well, sir, I thank you so very much. Michael, Father God, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, I ask you to lay your loving hand on this precious brother, Michael, and touch him, Lord. Touch him special. And from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, I ask you to minister to all of his needs, everyone, and just take him to places that he cannot even imagine. Lift him up. Take him and touch the soles of his feet and his hands. Let him be your eyes, your ears, and your hands and your feet. And take him places that he cannot even imagine in his life, Father God. Use him and bless him and his family. Father, he'll just praise you, and he'll give you all the glory, and he'll give you all the praise. Bless his bread and his water, Father God, and his health. In Jesus' name, amen and an amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. And you just thank you for coming, and do come again, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Have a blessed day. God bless.
You too, sir. Well, Father, we just praise you for that gentleman, and thank you for having him come and just touch him in a special way. Well, over here in Ecclesiastes, the preacher this wise man said, "Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a serving to 7 and also to 8. For you do not know what evil will be on the earth. If the clouds were full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie. He who observes the wind will not the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. As you do not know what is the way of the wind, or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, so you do not know the works of God who makes all things. In the morning sow your seed, and in the evening do not withhold your hand. Talking about the same thing this gentleman was talking about, taking care of the poor people. For you do not know which way will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. You know, I'll tell you something. I have seen, you know, we talk about money, but I'll tell you something. I have in my lifetime seen people, and I've experienced this myself, give clothes, medicine, shoes, furniture, whatever. It's not just money, but it's other things. Smiles, hugs, a good word, whatever. You know, not everybody has money to give away. But let me tell you something, and I have talked about this on this show many times, and I will, as long as the Lord gives me breath and he allows me to do this. When I was in the lowest poverty that I've been in, and I'll tell you, it was low, okay? When I was having to seek help, okay, I would, and I did this for years, and I still do it occasionally. If I would receive 2 rolls of toilet paper, I would give 1 roll away. Whatever I got, I would give, literally, because this is what the Lord told me to do. And it was not because it was, quote unquote, a tithe, but it was what the Lord spoke in my heart. Whatever I got, I would give a tenth of it or a portion of it. But, like I said, if I was given 2 rolls of toilet paper, I'd give 1 roll away to somebody else that was in dire need. If I was given 4, I'd still give 1. Whatever. It was the idea and the portion. I would find somebody that was in need like me or worse situation than me, and I would give it away. You see, if somebody gave me 2 pair of shoes, I'd give 1 pair away. If somebody gave me so many dresses, I'd give so many away proportionately. The Lord always, always blessed me. He always did. That was sowing and reaping, sowing and reaping, sowing and reaping. But it wasn't so much the material things I got, it was the blessing I got. And I began to be physically, spiritually, and mentally healed. See, I didn't so much, it wasn't so much the material blessings that I got out of it, it was the mental, the physical, and the spiritual healing that I received from this. Pretty soon, my finances and all that fell into place, but what fell into place so much bigger, so much better, and so much more wonderful was the physical healing. But the spiritual healing, the mental healing, rapidly, rapidly, rapidly fell into place. And I was a totally new woman. Totally new woman. I looked different. I smelled different. I felt different. Literally smelled different. I felt different. I was totally renewed from the inside out. Literally. Literally. My healing, my mental healing, my spiritual healing first, my mental healing, and then my physical healing took place. literally. Because I began to think about casting my bread upon the waters for other people. Other people, not just me, but other people became the center of my life. Other people became the center of my life. I no longer cared about me. I became so centered on taking care of giving whatever it was I had to other people. And all of a sudden, all that other stuff became nothing to me. And I became so centered, you know, on taking care of other people. I cast my bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Giving a serving to seven and also to eight. For you do not know what evil will be on the earth, and boy, don't we know that. Now, let's go back to Corinthians. Let's go back to Corinthians. Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 9. I'm going to run out of time. I'm just about out. Isn't that awful? That's okay. Praise God. Let's go briefly. 2 Corinthians 9. Principles in giving. Let's look at verse 5. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren to go ahead in time and prepare your bountiful gift. See, the church there had raised up a great gift, and he was going to give it, a great love offering. And prepare your bountiful gift beforehand, which you had previously promised, that it may be ready as a matter of generosity and not as grudging obligation. See, God wants a cheerful giver. Remember, that's what I said, a cheerful giver. Give your gift, whatever it is, in love and joy unspeakable and full of glory. He wants you to give out of a loving heart, because it doesn't matter the size. What, that's not the point. The point is he wants you to give because you love and you want to do this, and it's something that means so much to you. He wants you to be a cheerful giver because of love, okay? Principles of giving. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart or her heart, as you purpose in your heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. I know someone who hated giving at church, moaned and groaned and despised it. That person made their family miserable. Cheapskate, cheapskate. That person was a cheapskate. That person's attitude was, well, everybody else can do it. It's not my job. They got money and they're well to do. Let them do it. And that person's family struggled all the time because that person was a cheapskate. Verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. Verse 9. It is written, he has dispersed abroad and has given to the poor. His righteousness remains forever. Now, may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Amen. Praise God. You know what? We're going to continue this study next Thursday. Next Thursday, we will finish because I have more to say. Well, I don't. The Lord does. The Lord has more to say on this subject. There's a couple of scriptures that he would like to show you, and we'll continue more. So next Thursday, as the Lord wills, you notice I said, as the Lord wills, we will continue this study. As the Lord wills, and I'm writing that here on this, as the Lord wills. Always say that because he may have another plan. Isn't that right? Amen. My dear brother, thank you for coming to the show. I know that the Lord will bless you bountifully in everything you do. Stay in his will, seek his will, and say, if the Lord wills, I will go into such and such city, I will do such and such thing, and he will honor your prayer as long as you say, as the Lord wills. Amen. To God be the glory. It has been an honor and a privilege to be with you today. As most of you know that follow this radio show, I very rarely ever close a show without offering the invitation. You know, the invitation is not only for those that have never received the Lord, but the invitation is also for those who have walked away from their first love or feel a special touch is needed. You know, I know a lot of people that are not walking in victory. They walk with the Lord, but they're not walking in their full in the victory that the Lord has for them. Eye has not seen nor ear has heard what the Lord has for them because they don't seek victory. I have seen in my lifetime many people go up to the altar for prayer to be healed, to be delivered, and they don't mean it. They really don't mean they want to be healed and they don't want to be delivered. They don't mean it. I have prayed for people, laid hands and prayed on people and anointed people, and I looked right at them and looked at them, and the Lord says to me, evangelist, they don't want to be healed. Evangelist, they don't mean it. It is for show. And it is heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. I have been compelled a couple of times to tell people, go sit down, but I haven't done it. And that's really rough. I almost did not too long ago. I was praying for someone, and the Lord spoke loudly. In fact, my ears were pounding. This person is here for show. Tell them to go sit down. And I thought my eardrums were going to break. And I said, Lord, I will deal, if it's okay with you, I will deal with this in private. Wow. You make the way, and I will deal with this in private. That's a hard thing, let me tell you. I'm here to say to you right now, whoever you are, don't waste people's time for showmanship. If you do not want to be healed, don't go to the altar and make a big show. If you don't want to be healed, remember Jesus told the man at Bethesda, do you really want to be healed? Do you really want to be healed? I'm asking you a question, my listeners. Do you really want to be healed? Well, if you do, then you surrender. Really surrender. Speaking to you loud and clear, and all of you that are in this situation know who you are. When the Lord heals you and you rise up, do not go back to your old sinful ways, lest a worse thing comes upon you. Indeed. Indeed. Lord God of heaven and earth, as heaven is your throne and the earth is your footstool, I will be obedient to you right now. As y'all know, the Lord has commissioned me and anointed me to blow holy healing kisses. He told me that this is a divine anointing that he has given me and that it is unique to me. And I now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, blow each one of you a holy healing kiss. By his stripes, you are healed. You were healed. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Until we meet again, God bless you, one and all. Take the name of Jesus with you everywhere you go. By his stripes, you're healed. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah and amen. Be still and know that he's God. Be still and know that he's God. Do not return to your old ways, lest a worse thing come upon you. My name's Evangelist Lacey K. Green. You can reach me at www.laceykministries.org. www.laceykministries.org. Until we meet again, as the Lord wills, Monday afternoon, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, USA. Thursday, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, USA. Vio Candias. God bless you. Go with God. Bye-bye.